And welcome to Why Did I Keep This? A podcast about the things that have been living in the back of our closets and why it's so hard for us to let them go. Please join us as we examine our relationships with stuff and potentially convince each other to say goodbye to excess baggage. Or, you know, maybe we'll just encourage each other to keep everything forever. Let's find out. We are your hosts. I am Courtney Vinaes, an actor, video game streamer, and improviser living in LA with a colorful, quirky, and highly impractical closet.
And I'm Jackie Gluck, a producer living in LA who's an avid window shopper and loves a sample sale.
Together, we are the Closeteers on a journey through time and space. Hi, Jackie. How are you today? It's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us. I'm really good. How are you?
I have been better. I've lost all of my glasses except for one pair. The pair that I my most worn pair
the ones that are on your face right now.
The ones that are on my face right now. I had probably six other pairs of glasses just from like glasses past. And also a couple years ago, my favorite place that sells glasses had a sale and they were selling them for $30, so I got a couple pairs and I haven't seen them for a few months and I haven't really needed them and I haven't felt inspired to, you know, put other glasses on my face, but I assumed that they were in my house somewhere. And a couple weekends ago, I went looking for them and I can't find them anywhere. And I'm really legitimately sad. I truly tore my entire house apart and I think I lost them when I moved, but that also doesn't make any sense to me. I tore my house apart. I tore my car apart. And they weren't like, I assumed I knew where they were. Like I have this, crate in my closet where I have some winter stuff, some like gloves, some belts. I have like purses I don't use and that's where I was keeping them. And then when I went to pull it down, they weren't there. And so, yeah, I opened every single drawer, every single box, every single thing of Tupperware. I went through my kitchen. I went through my car. And they're gone.
I'm so sorry to hear that. You know, collections of glasses, like the glasses I'm wearing actually, I would say are vintage of 3 years ago. And I just rediscovered them. And I'm wearing them. So this is something that I feel very strongly about. And I'm so sorry to hear.
It's something I feel strongly about too. Like glasses are such, like it is, I think, one of the first things that people notice about you if you're wearing glasses. You know, they're right on your face. You know, if you want to gaze into the windows of my soul, you must first pass my glasses frames. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it really is fun going through and being like, oh my God, yeah, this pair, that's so cute. Like I had a pair of like crystal glasses. I had like a pair of these like black Ray-Ban, not quite Wayfarer glasses, but they had like the keyhole nose. I had these really pretty, they were like crystal glasses, but with like gold veins running through them. I had so many.
I'm so sorry to hear this, but the only silver lining to this is that you can maybe buy new glasses.
I know it is. I am overdue.
I feel very like confident in the need of them.
Yeah, it's happening. I need to schedule an eye appointment. Luckily,
gotta get that refraction.
Gotta do it. I'm bummed. I like, even though I'm like, cool, I get to get new glasses. I meant to do that anyway, but like, I have all these glasses that sort of represent these different phases in my life. Like the black ones with like the keyhole nose. I think I got those in 2012 and that's when I was like, working in downtown San Francisco. Those were like a big part of my like San Francisco glasses. And then I had these crystal ones where I was doing like a lot of improv at that time. And I think of those as being like my improv glasses. I don't know. I would associate them with like different points of my life and I've mostly just been wearing these because I haven't been doing fashion or caring that much about how I look because I'm always
those are nice at glasses. Home. You're not giving them enough credit.
Like they are good. They're very
fashion-y
good.
And cool.
I mean, part of the reason I haven't gotten new glasses in 4 years is because I'm like, how am I going to top these? They're tortoiseshell. They're the perfect neutral, but then they have like just enough flair to be.
I would agree.
Fun. Thank you. Thank you. I love them very much. And I have contacts. That's what I actually got the last time I went to the eye doctor. just because I felt like that was a thing I needed in my life. But I don't love contacts. Like, I've had glasses. I've been wearing glasses since I was 9. So,
I truly, 26 years. I truly haven't. I have not put contacts in since March 2020.
Wow.
I haven't been wearing them during, like, to me, it was like the epitome of trying harder.
Yeah, it's true. It's so true. Yeah.
It's like, if I roll out of bed and I put glasses on and I'm done for the day, it's like literally no work. And a dirty little secret is that at our wedding elopement, I didn't even have contacts. And so I just held these glasses that I'm wearing right now behind my bouquet. And every time we had to walk somewhere between photographs, I put them on my face.
Oh, I love it.
Couldn't love see it. A darn thing, but I'm told it was nice.
Oh my God. What if you didn't even sign on the right line, Jackie?
I wore my glasses to the signing.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
That was the day before I signed the stuff.
What if you had accidentally married someone else? You just assumed it was Akshay.
Mr. Magoo situation. Yeah, oh, no, boy. I really struggled up the hill, but.
No, I get it. I honestly, at my wedding, I had contacts in, but I remember being kind of miserable and annoyed and having to, like, practice, like, being like, oh, I'm going to wear contacts all day on my wedding, so it can't
just
be.
It's a long day for contact lenses.
It really is. And you cry, and your, like, makeup gets around. Yeah. I think you made a really good call.
And for me, I can wear contacts for, like, you know, longer than they say you should if I've been wearing contacts for a long time.
Right.
But because the pandemic was contactless in a lot of ways, for my eyeballs and for humans, I wasn't wearing contacts. And so, you know, it was just something, it was like a hurdle I couldn't jump when we decided to elope.
That's
in any event.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry about the loss of your glasses. I hope you find them. I hope it's something that sort of appears magically one day.
Yeah, I haven't given up hope, but I am sad because I don't know where they could possibly be. I truly have no idea how I could have lost them. It's not even like I took a bunch of stuff to Goodwill. I took very few things because most of the things I got rid of, I did on Buy Nothing. And so if somebody, if I had accidentally switched up bags and somebody was supposed to get a t-shirt and they got a whole bunch of glasses, they probably would have reached out and been like, excuse me, I think you gave me the wrong thing. So I don't think I gave a whole bunch of glasses with my very specific prescription to anybody. I know it didn't end up in my Goodwill pile because my Goodwill pile was truly like a couple cups and maybe like a few t-shirts or something. Not enough for it to get mixed up in. So I'm like, did I throw it away? Like, what?
No, you couldn't have thrown it away. Maybe it'll just appear magically one day, you know, in a place where you're least expecting.
Yeah.
That's always my hope when I lose something. I lost once a pair of glasses, actually. The one thing that I remember losing, I was out for dinner with my grandparents in Kelowna, British Columbia at a winery. We all had this massive table and we like went on a wine tour and I got back to the table and my prescription sunglasses that I don't know where they went when I went to take them out to go outside, they were gone.
No.
And I've never re-prescribed I have one pair of sunglasses that are like cheap prescription sunglasses because I was like, I was probably 18 years old and I had always wanted a pair of Chanel sunglasses. So I got them prescribed and they were stolen.
No, that's so, so aggravating. What's so annoying is that person, whoever sold them, grabbed them. They're like, haha, Chanel. And then they put them on and I'm sure they couldn't see anything.
No, I have a very strong prescription. Man. I mean, joke's on them, sort of, but mostly it's on me.
It's mostly on me. Yeah, I do have a pair of prescription. That's another thing I also need to re-up on is my prescription sunglasses, just because they are getting, they've gotten like so scratched up. But as a testament to how much I love the glasses I'm wearing right now, my prescription sunglasses are the same glasses as the glasses I'm wearing right now with prescription lenses in them. So
they're really nice though. Where are they from? Are these Bon Look?
Yeah, these are Bon Look. They're great. They're so, they also, the thing I love the most about Bon Look is they fit my face right out of the box. I've gotten like, I've done a few other online retailers and I feel like I always have to take them in so that they're not like sliding down my nose. And I've gotten 4 pairs of glasses now from Bon Look and they've all fit exactly, like perfectly. And for that, I am eternally grateful because there's nothing I hate more than getting something in the mail and then realizing it will require another errand.
I have a pair of Bon Look glasses somewhere. Where are they?
Oh my God, Jackie, where are they?
Where are they? I think they must be in the front drawer. I'll have to look after this call. But, you know, by call, I mean podcast that we're recording for other people.
This does feel just like a phone call between us. This feels like something I would call you about. Man, I hope that there's a follow-up podcast where I'm like, I found them all. They were in a grocery bag in my pantry.
Honestly, check the freezer is all I have to say.
Oh, my God. I really wouldn't put it past me. I'm also very – I am bad. I'm very good at losing things and very bad at finding things. The number of times I lose my phone within my own house – a day is ridiculous. Like if I have a certain, I have certain places where I put things. And if I absentmindedly put that thing someplace else,
I'm never going to find it. You need a bandolier for the house.
I do. Oh my God.
Keep your phone on you at all times.
God,
you
know? I should just, I mean, I have a fanny pack. I should just have a household fanny pack where everything just goes back into the fanny pack. And then everything has one of those little, strings on it, the retractable string. So if I try and put it someplace else, it like retracts it into the fanny bag.
That's really funny.
It's ridiculous, but honestly.
But it would be helpful to everyone.
Mm-hmm. It would be.
Huh. I'm interested in that idea. A retractable everything.
Just retractable. Just like a little handy, like a little belt. Where, oh, you try to put your keys someplace that isn't on the belt, and guess what? You just hear like a little zipping noise and... But yeah, I've lost countless things throughout my life. But these glasses, like, hurt. This loss,
six really glasses at once me. Is a really significant loss.
It really is. Yeah. And there were, some of them were so, and now that, like, I'm kind of doing social things again, and I finally, like I've talked about so many times on the podcast, where I miss my clothes, I miss dressing up, I miss...
The empty hanger.
Yeah. I want to wear things out, and I stream video games, and it's fun to like mix up my look every once in a while.
I came to one of your streams the other day, and you looked like a hot babe. Actually,
oh my God, thank you. Was it when I had my big high ponytail?
I don't know. You were wearing like a beautiful red lip.
Oh my God, thank you.
And you just looked so snazzy. And
thank you.
I really loved watching your stream. First of all. Did I feel special when I got a shout out? Yes, I did.
And that makes me so happy.
And whatever game you were playing had like really peaceful music and it was like very meditative. And I was cooking dinner and you were on this like little pedestal and you were just like chatting away. And then you shouted out to me and I was just like chopping broccoli. It was amazing.
Oh. I love such a great night. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you enjoyed that.
It was my first time. I'm learning all about Twitch and technology now. It's a fun place. Up a whole new world to me.
Oh man, it can be a real fun place. I'm still shocked that I have kept it going this long. I started streaming at the beginning of the pandemic. It was just sort of like a let's try this. All my other hobbies I cannot do right now. So let's try something new, and it turned out I really liked it. And it's very funny because I didn't really watch any other streamers before I started streaming, and which I think was kind of smart on my part, because I think if I had, I would have felt this pressure to like emulate what other people do. And so it was just sort of like, oh, I'm playing a game and there's a camera on me, so I guess I'm just gonna act like me and do what I do. And it's just a very chatty little stream with there's a video game in the background. But I'm so glad that you like it. That was so sweet to have. It's so fun seeing your name pop up there. I'm like, oh my God, I know you in real life. We're friends. It's a real delight.
It was so exciting. I don't really understand how it works, but there were bananas involved. Mm-hmm. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, my little emotes. I refer to my... people watching as little sassy bananas. I don't know where that came from.
Oh, is that what it is? Is that why there are bananas on the side of chose that. You like designed the page.
I did, yes.
Honestly, I assumed everyone had bananas. Look, I've only ever watched you, and I may only ever watch you, but I really enjoyed it. And you can find you, Courtney, at Twitch.
Twitch, yes. At twitch.tv/CourtenBerry.
CourtenBerry.
So Court, like the first part of my name, N-E-N, Berry. I always have to explain that to people. I don't know what I was thinking when I made up that handle. I didn't know what I was thinking was that I would never have to explain how to spell my name to anyone.
I understand.
Because people are like, oh, Courtney Berry? I'm like, nope. That would make sense, kind of. Berry is not a part of my name, but it's a fun word to say. Anyway, yeah.
That's where you.
I have fun dressing up and looking cute for my stream because it's I haven't done that in the real world. What's so funny is that you will probably never see me with like a red lip in real life. It looks very good on stream, but it is startling in person. There are just some things that like on camera look so good. And in real life, it's like, okay, this is a little too much. This is a little too much.
Well, I don't know that I agree with that, but you look great in your stream.
Thank you. That's so nice of you. I appreciate that. That makes me feel better for losing my glasses.
I just don't believe that you've lost them.
I can't fully accept it either. And I'm not sure if that's just like that stage of grief denial.
Do you know one time I thought this necklace, I'm wearing this necklace, it's like a little, it has a little heart pendant on it.
It's very pretty.
Thank you. I wear it most of the time. And sometimes I switch it up like a crazy person. In any event, one time I took it off and I was, you know, a few days later went to find, I don't even know if it was a few days later. It was a while later. And I went to find it to put it back on. Couldn't find it. Tore up the house. Couldn't find it. Went a little nuts. And I was in an Uber and I was calling my parents because I had just been to see my parents. And I was like, go look under the bed. Go look in the covers. Go look on, like, go look everywhere. And I had my mom tear up her house.
Mm-hmm.
I was so worried about this necklace. Anyways, I found the necklace a couple days later. No big deal. Like 6 months later, I got into an Uber and this man looks at me and he was like, hello, when you were last in my car, you had lost your necklace. I prayed for you. Did you find it?
No.
That man is a magician. I found it.
Oh my God. He remembered you?
I mean, I was panicked. But
that's,
yeah.
Oh no. That's so, first of all, I've never, like, I've been in a lot of like Ubers and Lyfts and I've never gotten the same.
It was my first time, I think, getting the same man. And it was like months later. I had to like really think back to what this stranger was talking about.
Oh my God. Oh, thank you, stranger.
It was such a beautiful story of this man, like, said he prayed for me. It was so nice.
I found the necklace. Oh my God. That's so
sweet. It happens
to
be one of my favorite necklaces. I would have been so sad to have lost it.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. Is it a double necklace or is it just two different necklaces stacked?
No, I'm currently wearing two different necklaces.
They looks really good. I've been eyeballing necklaces. Jewelry is kind of a thing I'm not great at, but I've been noticing it so much on other people lately where I'm like, that looks so nice. Jewelry is one of those things that people can make look so effortless. And I feel like whenever I put jewelry on, I'm like, okay, Courtney, who do you think you are? The Queen of England? Tone it down. But yeah, that's a really just like, it's really lovely and delicate and...
I am also wearing a tiara, which is why Courtney references the queen.
It's true. And you just keep eating scones? You're just munching on some scones?
No, these are very little, like, necklaces that are not... I think you could handle a few necklaces.
I think I could, too. It's just, like, because I don't normally do it, when it shows up, I'm startled by it. Probably the same thing
like
with the
red lips. I feel like this is the lipstick situation. It probably looks great. Okay. You're just a little hard on yourself.
Thank you. I am. I often am. Actually, your necklace story reminded me of a fun story I have, but instead of with my parents, it's with my in-laws. And the item of jewelry, which is the only item of jewelry I wear regularly, is my wedding ring. So back, like, honestly, it was a couple months after Mikey and I had gotten married. And I was working at a restaurant at the time, and he was out visiting his parents for the weekend. And while he was out visiting his parents, my restaurant closed. They fully closed. I was out of a job. And just like so sad and stressed out. And then his parents were like, okay, come out here. We're going to buy you a plane ticket. Come out and visit. Like, Mikey, I think, was staying with them for a week. He had been there for like a day or two already. And he's like, they're like, come out here. You know, if you don't have anything, if you don't have any work, that's what was like keeping me. They're like, why don't you just fly out and we'll just calm down. Everything's going to be fine. And I went to visit. And the first night I was there, I took off my wedding ring to, because I don't, I do now because I, this is, I've misplaced it a few times. And I took off my wedding ring. I didn't normally sleep with it. I put it on the edge of their, of the bathroom I was using. And the sink, I put it on the edge of the sink. And I went to like wash my face, do all of that. And then usually I would just like leave my ring there. And then I put it on in the morning. The next morning I went to go look for it. And it wasn't, I was like, oh, I could have sworn I would have put it here. Anyway, we ended up tearing apart their entire house.
The
entire house. Oh my God. We went through my we went through dirty laundry. We went through everything. We were getting ready to undo the like the little U pipe under the sink. Because we're like, I must have knocked it. Like, I think I got up in the middle of the night and like went to like wash my hands or something. I'm sitting on the ground of the bathroom because we're about to like open up the little cabinet underneath and get the undo the U pipe to see if it was in there. And I see a glimmer in the corner of my eye, and I look in the basin of the toilet, and it was just sitting there in the basin of the watery toilet bowl. It was just. Luckily, no one had used it, but my wedding ring was just there. So real good look for me, like really cool look to do that. Like everyone in the house, his parents, like Mikey, we tore apart the bed. We like went through my dirty laundry. Like it was embarrassing.
It's a bonding exercise.
It was, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a thing that has not been forgotten. And this was over a decade ago at this point. But that that's, was, that's it was just, and the reason I prefaced it with like I had lost my job was the fact that I was already down. I was already down. And this was a big kick while I was already down. So.
Yeah, that sucks. I just never take off my ring because
yeah,
I'm
no,
sure
not anymore.
That if I did, I would lose it.
Yep. It's like, where did I put it? There have been a couple times where I've looked down at my hand. I'm like, oh my God, I took my ring. When did I take my ring off? My ring off. And there's just like a moment of panic. I'm like, I should just.
I did that a few times when I was like making bread. And now I'm just like, ugh, whatever.
You know what?
I'll just wash the dough off of the ring later.
I'm trying to figure my it's a little chilly out these days, and so the ring feels a little big on my fingers because they like shrink down. You know, it's cold, everything constricts. Freezing. So in the summertime my ring fits perfectly. In the wintertime it feels like a little loose. A little precarious. Maybe I should just get like a chain and put it around my neck. I don't know. I should just attach it to the little retractable band, and if I put it anywhere,
just sew it into your skin.
There we go. Truly, that would be better than my situation.
You know, what you could do is get like a stopper ring on top.
That's probably a good idea.
Maybe Mikey could buy that for you.
Yeah,
this would be your new foray into the jewelry market.
More rings, please. Speaking of more rings, and speaking of food, Allison Roman. I watch her cooking videos and she always has so many rings on, and then she just like delves into whatever she's cooking. And that has never been an option. Like I was like, oh, you just leave them on?
I leave them on.
But yeah, that's a, I get it because then you have to keep track. Yeah, you wash them. So like, why did that weird me out? But that was the thing when I started watching your videos, I was like, there are like 10 rings on your fingers. How are you?
I mean, I don't have that many rings, so it's not quite so scary. But I do have a toothbrush beside the sink that I
that's what I think,
with dish soap to clean the rings after.
I love that's okay. That makes sense to me. Because I think of just like all the like I see her like getting her hands into like meat to like, and I don't know, if it was just a bunch of vegetables, I wouldn't be, but it's like the meat that I'm like, wait, there's no, what
My
if you have meat under your rings?
Sourdough bread dough.
Oh, but yeah.
Look, sometimes is there dough underneath my ring? Yes. Right now? No. Just check it.
Okay.
We're fine.
Okay. Yeah, I think I've always been really like precious about my ring. I used to not shower with my ring on.
Oh,
I
wow.
didn't sleep with my ring on. I would always like, I would take it off. And as a person with, you know, pretty well-developed ADHD, very short-term memory, I really that wasn't a recipe for success. So it stays on most of the time now. I haven't, it's been a while since I've had a misplaced, but yeah, there have been a few instances of, oh my God, where's my wedding ring? And that was the only time where it was like, oh my God, it might actually be gone, which sucks because it was only like, it wasn't even a year after we had gotten married and it was in front of my in-laws. Right. And it's just like, oh my
That's
God.
A stressful time to lose your ring within the first year of marriage, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 20 years from now, who cares?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, it had a good run.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kidding. I would be sad.
I would.
But, you know, I have some follow-up commentary on a few other episodes that we've done this season.
Let's, yeah, hit me with it.
So do you remember when we had a guest named Danielle Levesque on the show?
Yes. I'm very, very, that's a very fresh memory for me.
Yeah, well, her husband reached out personally to me and feels negatively that we told her to keep all the pillows. Now, for anyone who missed that episode, Danielle has kept all of the pillows that she's ever put her head on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, head pillows, but also decorative pillows.
But keeps them in the guest room for guests because guests, you know, use the leftover pillows. That's what happens when you're a guest at somebody's house, right?
And what if your guest needs like three pillows?
I stand by
our advice. Do you want to be a bad host? Do you want your guests to be uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Do you want to seem miserly when you are trying to host someone? No.
Yeah, what are you going to give them? Like a couple of towels?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to roll up some towels? Like a caveman? Get out of here.
You need to give them options. They need a pillow menu.
Yes. Oh, my God.
I imagine that someone like Martha Stewart, for instance, who used to write articles on how to host, has a plethora of pillow options for her guests.
I'm going to Google Martha Stewart and pillows after this. And I'm going to, she has to have an opinion on pillows.
Yeah. I also feel like Oprah would have a lot of pillows for her guest house. Like, you could go to Oprah and you could say, I need a memory foam pillow in firm, and it would be there for you.
Absolutely.
And that's the kind of hostess that Danielle is. You know, she's mm-hmm. someone who's going to go the extra mile for her guests.
Yeah. Let her do that. And hopefully one day I will be her guest.
I know. We're both going to go have sleepovers at her house.
Yes.
Which is also in LA, so I don't know.
I mean, why the honk not, you know?
Yeah.
It's close.
Great.
I love
Let
that
her
for us.
Host us, you know, Look, with all those pillows.
I think, you know, in order to, we have to prove her husband wrong now. So 100%. Let's go and let's help her support. We'll disguise ourselves so, like, you know, he doesn't think anything of it. We'll pretend to be like friends
we'll
from
just be
college
like, wow,
or something.
It's so great that you have all these pillows.
Yeah, we'll be like, oh my gosh, do you actually have a selection of pillows? Because I need like three different pillows at different points in my sleep pattern. So
yes. I think that would help prove our point, you know? Mm-hmm. And if we do find an article where Oprah or Martha talk about the importance of keeping extra pillows, I'm gonna forward it to him because we can't be alone in this, you know?
No. Absolutely. Truly not. A pillow is
I wish we had follow-up from somebody yelling at us about Arisha's penis straw.
Look, honestly, I think we'll probably... We should get that. We just...
It's coming. Look,
it's coming.
We'll do updates as they come in. Mm-hmm. And you know, people's anger or disagreements at us as they come in, you know?
Yeah.
But this one came in today, and so I just wanted to share with you her husband's chagrin, I suppose, and, you know, take another opportunity to stand behind our opinions and Danielle's wonderful decision to keep the pillows.
Oh, yeah. I stand firm. I stand firm both in my
I stand firm, medium, perm. And soft.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know?
I stand firm in my choice for a pillow. At least today. I mean, maybe next week I'll change my mind. But right now I'm firmly
And you have the chance
yeah.
at Danielle's house.
Oh, my God. I just truly, like, if I went to someone's house and they had pillows that weren't great, I mean, I would still obviously be very grateful that someone was inviting me over to their house and I'd love it. But
deep down.
If they had a pillows for me to choose from, oh, my God. You know I would be telling everybody about it. I would be like, I had the best experience at my friend's house. And you should all learn from it and do the same thing. So.
Yeah. Totally agree. This has obviously been amazing. I kind of just want to stay on the call with you because it's like we're on the phone.
I know. This it really is very similar to just our phone calls.
I mean, Lana is busy tonight, so couldn't make it to this call. And by I keep referring to it as call. It's a podcast recording.
This is a podcast. A formal call. This is phone call business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But without Lana, it feels just like a chat. But, you know, that's kind of sometimes what podcasts are. It's like listening to other people talk when you don't want to be alone, but don't really want to participate in the call.
Oh, man. That is, that's truly a major reason why I listen to podcasts. I'm like, oh, my God, it feels like friendship, but as minimal effort as possible.
Yeah. And, you know, we're friends with all of you who are listening and probably would have had the same call with any one of you.
Yeah. But, you know, we're doing you a favor where you don't have to respond to us. You just have to sit back and listen, maybe do a crossword puzzle.
Take it easy, make dinner, do your drive, you know, paint your nails.
Oh, yeah. By the way, Jackie, your nails look really great today.
I was listening to a podcast and painted them earlier.
I just cut my nails off. They were getting long and I was feeling anxious, so I caught myself biting them. And
yeah, you gotta get rid of them at that point.
Yeah, at that point, they gotta go.
I'm really interested in Olive and June is starting to do press-on nails.
I love press-ons. I just bought some navy blue matte press-ons. I don't
know where did you get them from?
Honestly, at the drugstore I went to. I was just
and like, are they like Sally Hansen press-ons?
They were. I have a set of black Sally Hansen press-ons, but this was like a different.
I've never done press-on.
I don't think I've done them since like maybe elementary school. Like I had a friend in elementary school who loved doing like makeup and doing hair and like painting nails and stuff. But her mom, we went to a private school and we weren't allowed to show up to school with nail polish on. So she would do press on nails. Like I'd go and spend the night at her house on like a Saturday night. We'd do press on nails and then have to take them off Sunday.
I just have this memory from the 90s of like watching people in movies like rip them off.
Oh, that hurts me to think
about. You know?
About.
But yeah. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Or but like, is that how you take a press on nail off?
I think that there is a more delicate way to do that.
Because it must be better for your nails than like a gel because it's not, but like there is glue involved, right?
Yeah, there's some glue, but I think it's kind of the same like. Yeah, I think as a gel, they sort of like file the top down a little bit, and then once.
And then taking off the
taking
gel,
it
just
off
gotta
is
be so awful.
Yeah, that
it's
is.
It's one of the less talked about horrible things about being a woman is like getting your nails sanded off.
Did you ever get acrylics? Did you ever do?
I never got acrylics. I was like gelish for a little while until gel became a thing.
I love gel. Like, I do love a gel.
I love a gel, too, and the truth of the matter is that I tend to pick it off anyways before they can shave it off, but every once in a while when I don't, like, become a monster and scratch off the nail, I go and, like, they take that, like, little sandblaster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
just,
depending
on... sandblast your nails.
I've gone to a couple different places, and I stop... If a place does the sandblaster thing on my gel nails, I'm like, okay, no, we're out of here, because...
You can do the soaking, which is obviously much more preferable.
Yeah. I like the soaking. Also, I'll do the soaking myself. It's just they do it better. then they go on to do your nails and make your nails look good again. So, yeah, it's been a minute since I don't think I've gotten a gel manicure since I've lived in LA, to be honest. I used to get them all the time, and it made me feel very luxurious, and it got me to stop biting my nails. And it was just so satisfying because I just play with my thingies all the time, so they get chipped, and gel nails don't do that. But yeah, press-ons, I'm excited for it. Yours look like a gel manicure. I was going to ask if you went.
Thank you so much. No, I didn't go to get them done, but they're going to chip in like 5 minutes when I start making dinner, so I really am interested in press-on nails.
Yeah, I will. I guess I'll have to do them and report back. But it was just like...
I think now they have like different sizes of press
on
nail.
That's exactly it. Yeah.
And like different lengths. Mm-hmm. In my mind, you know, they were like very like long nails mm-hmm. or press-on nails.
And you couldn't, really, if you tried to clip them, they're that weird plastic that, like, yeah. broke up the middle.
Yeah, and it really, you know, everybody to themselves, but long nails really ick me out.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
You and cook all the time. You're very tactile. You're a very tactile person.
It's just like this, like, I don't mind, like, a little overhang of the finger, but, like, any more than, like, what could be classified by every human person as a little bit, it just freaks me out.
Yeah, yeah. I did like the sticker nail polish a couple of times, and that's sort of fun, but it's kind of the same deal as regular nail polish. It took a little bit longer to chip, but it still chipped. I still chipped it off and pulled it off, but then you just scrape it off and it's not a big deal. So
look, I'm excited about it. I'm really interested.
Back. I'll report.
Please do, and
back.
And please, like, make sure to take note of the color, the brand, and everything. And
I will. I'll send you a picture in, like, you know, right now I'm plugged into a microphone, and I'd have to, like, get up and go to another room. But I'll send you a picture of the brand I got. Okay. They look nice. And they also, it's like the almondy shaped little thing, like the little pointy at the end. I'm like, oh, I've never done that. That's so different from what I.
That's
I
think very what exciting.
I've really been craving, like, mixing things up, and to go back to what I started with this podcast with is I just wanted to, like, mix things up a little bit, put on a different frame for a minute.
Yeah.
And I don't get to have that, so.
Well, now at least you do get to have new nails.
Yeah, it's true.
And maybe, you know, there'll be a glasses sale, or we can go, like, hog wild at the next glasses sale.
I know. Yeah, I think that's what I'm gonna do. I think I might just get, like, a cheap pair of glasses just to, like, I'm gonna get my eye appointment and then get, like, a cheap pair of glasses from one of those, like, very cheap online retailers.
Just get started to build up your collection.
Exactly. That's I just mostly I'm kind of just freaked out right now because I'm like, oh god, what if I break these? What if I lose them? What if something happens? Like, what if my then purse gets stolen?
You'll just be wearing shades.
Yeah, I know. I'll just be wearing my oh my god. Luckily, I'll just be wearing my prescription sunglasses inside all the time, which is very cool timing for that because it gets dark so early now.
Yeah, it's pitch black outside already right now.
It's ridiculous. It's midnight right now. It's not even dinner time.
It's not even dinner time, no. But this has been really fun. I'm glad that we just sort of exposed our casual conversation and, like, lightly treaded on why did I keep this.
Yeah, I know.
It was more of like a how did I lose that?
Yeah. This is a special, like a oh my god, what's it called? A spin-off episode of how did I lose this?
Yeah, how did I lose this? The podcast where we talk about the things that we lost accidentally.
I know. I'm just, it's just like, it's so funny because, like, like I said, I haven't touched those glasses in a while, in like a few months, and I just, like, I've lived here since January. It's been almost a year, and if I lost them in the move, like,
yeah.
But I'm bummed. I'm feeling it, and it's like,
I am really sorry that, you know, it is a sad thing to lose. It's a real personal history of Courtney.
Yeah, it's something that was, like, a part of my, like, I very much view glasses as, like, a part of my identity. Like, I wear contacts, but it's mostly just like, oh, I'm going to the beach. I will wear contacts because I don't want to lose my glasses in the ocean. I'm getting headshots done. I will get, you know, something I do once every decade. like, the contacts are very rare. And because now that I'm in front of a computer so much, contacts don't feel good. Glasses feel much better when I'm in a computer. But yeah, I'm sad.
Oh, yeah, because you're focusing on
it. And I just feel like I'm being a little unreasonably sad, or just more sad than I would have been if it was like, oh shoot, I lost some t-shirts, or oh shoot, like I like lost some kitchenware.
Well, you know, prescription is not a cheap, easy thing to replace.
It's not. It's really, glasses aren't cheap.
You need a prescription. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole thing. And I have to pay more because my prescription's so bad. I have to pay like $30 extra minimum.
Same. To get when you go to Warby Parker somewhere, it's like plus a million. It's a real kick in the pants. You think you're getting $100 glasses, but you're getting $150 glasses.
Oh my god, I know. It's really wild. And then if you want to add anything else to it, like, man, Warby Parker starts off cheap, but you can rack up a bill. So
yeah,
I don't know.
It's true.
Well, I think I will probably order some Warby Parker, like the try-on. So maybe I'll post about that on the Instagram. We'll see.
Yeah, let us know how it goes.
Okay.
We'd all like to know.
But if anybody's seen my glasses, will you please let me know?
Yes. SOS. Oh. DM us if you find them.
All right. Well, Jackie, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah. Obviously, if you could thank Akshay for all of us, for being a producer. Big thank you to Genevieve Vincent, who made our amazing intro and outro music. We cannot go an episode without thanking the Bolero, mm-hmm. fashion's most practical invention, that neither of us own.
Neither of us have.
Or are, dying to own, but it's fine. And thank all of you for listening. Thank you for listening to me complain and be sad. I appreciate it very much. If you want
to... We're sad with you, right along with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. It's losing stuff is not fun. It makes you feel bad. It makes you feel wasteful. It makes you feel a lot of things. So thank you, everyone. If you don't already, we think it would be really great if you could subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you like to listen on. If you want to leave us a review, oh my gosh, that would be so nice of you. We'd be really, really grateful.
Thank you in advance.
Yeah, thank you in advance. So thank you so much for being here. And you can also find us on Instagram at Why Did I Keep This? And I did everything out of order, but that's fine because this is a loosey-goosey little episode.
Yeah, just like a little interim for your ears.
I love it.
All right, guys. Till next time. Bye.